Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Denny for CCR to Senate Bill 219.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 219 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the State Department of Education.
Representative Denny, you recognize explaining CCR to Senate Bill 219. You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the conference committee substitute to Senate Bill 219 is just fund balances that will be transferred from the Department of Education to cover part of the supplemental needed for the Department of Education this year. Move adoption.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Denny, what are these fund balances that are being transferred? Could you tell us?
Certainly. You can look at them in your bill. But it's just monies that have accrued over time that haven't been used for about 8 different programs, and there was a fund balance. So instead of funding a new $9.1 million supplemental, we asked that Superintendent Garrett use the carryover fund balances left over.
Follow-up, you're recognized.
Thank you. What period of time have these fund balances accumulated?
I actually cannot answer that. I assume over several years, but I can't answer that.
Follow-up, you're recognized, Representative Reynolds.
Thank you. Representative Denny, my understanding is that funds cannot be carried over past something like 90 days in most situations. Otherwise, the agency isn't handling the funds properly. They're supposed to be spent in the fiscal year they're appropriated. Can you tell me how in the world they could possibly carry these? Sounds like somebody's got some stuff rat-holed someplace, and then when they fall short, they're going to be able to use it for other purposes.
Sounds like that to me, too, sir.
One last follow-up. We've got several in the queue. Be able to get back in, Representative Reynolds. Representative Wright, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dr. Denny, isn't this the way in which to provide a legal paper trail so someone doesn't go back several years later and say, where'd the money go?
You know, it actually is. And we appropriate things on what we think something will cost. And sometimes it costs more than we appropriate, and sometimes it costs less. And, you know, schools have operated like this for history. They have carryover balances to get them started to the next year before their money for that fiscal year gets started. So I'm not alarmed by this procedure.
Representative Bands, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Denny, is it not true that, for example, if we anticipated 50 nationally board certified teachers in a given year and we appropriate that amount of money and only 25 that particular year qualify, that difference then sits in that account because we anticipated that we'd have that many on an average year and it was a below average year, and that's the kind of funds that then can be used for another program that was a little bit short. Is that not true?
That's correct. You're exactly right, and thank you for that comment.
See no more questions. Representative Denny moves adoption of CCR to Senate Bill 219. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Debate against adoption, press your red button. Debate for, press your green button. Queue is preparing to close. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for 10 minutes debating in opposition to adoption of the CCR for Senate Bill 219.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I recognize that sometimes they don't spend all the money they've got. That's rare, but if they're saving it for something else or they're being good stewards and saving it, that's fine. The problem is it should come back to the legislature. And I suppose we could say, in effect, this is. The problem is if it is money for more than just last year. That's what would bother me. So I think we need to have a full accounting of all of these funds, and I expect maybe we might be able to get one today. I don't know. But I'll be asking for a full accounting, and hopefully you'll join me in that, because if there's money that's been sitting out there for 2 or 3 years, then their appropriation last year should have been cut in that particular area. The appropriation process isn't about letting agencies build up savings accounts just so they'll have their own rainy day fund. So I'd encourage you to vote against the resolution.
Thank you, Representative Reynolds. Representative Denny, you're now recognized for 10 minutes to debate in favor of adoption of the CCR for Senate Bill 219.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we have had a full accounting from the Department of Education. There's nothing hidden or subterfuge going on here. It's exactly as the representative from Dell City stated, Midwest City stated. we budget for certain things, and when they don't come to pass, that we have a little money left over. There are times when we may have spend more money than they need, and they need to rearrange things. We're betting on what may happen. We're betting on what may happen to our school system in the next year. This money's been fully accounted for. There is a honest-to-goodness paper trail for every cent that we have appropriated to the State Department of Education. There's been nothing underhanded done by the State Department of Education. We're just asking that in this tight budget year that we allow any carryover money to be used for the shortfall instead of appropriating more money for the supplemental that they need to cover the health care benefits for our common ed teachers. And I think it's prudent that we pay for these health care benefits. We promised we'd pay for them. They were unaware that there would be an increase in these health care benefits when the new year came around. And this is money we promised, and we worked diligently with the State Superintendent of Education. She has located these leftover funds, and I applaud her for finding this money and to spend it wisely on this. And I encourage you to support this. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the debate. The question for the House is, should the CCR be adopted? Court vote. Been two requests for court vote. Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announced roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Hickman votes aye. Declare the vote.
66 aye, 2 nay.
Having received the majority vote of those elected in the constitution of the House, I declare the CCR to be adopted. 4-3 into the bill.
Senate Bill 219 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the State Department of Education.
Representative Denny moves final passage of CCR to Senate Bill 219. Will there be debate? Be debate. Seeing no debate, the clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announced roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Buck votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Cox votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative DeWitt votes aye. Representative Ortega votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Schwartz has time to vote from his desk. Representative McMullen votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Members wish to vote or change their votes. Chair is preparing to close. Representative Ortega votes. Representative Johnson votes aye. Declare the vote.
92 aye, 3 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected in the constitution of the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Denny now moves that the vote on the bill be the vote of emergency. Without objection, that will be the order.
92 aye, 3 nay.
Having received 2/3 of those elected in the constitution of the House, I declare the emergency to have passed.